I just want to have a quick smoke. Give me a sec.
Yeah. I'm going to roll a spring roll. Fuck off. Fuck off. But everyone at home has just played fucking Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Oh, my favorite song. My
top five. You're welcome.
I'm like water, baby. I just flow.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that, though, because it always take the easy way out.
Oh, but then I must be like, my...
just fucking stuck there. Yeah. Just contaminated, dirty.
I must be like monster blood from her Goosebumps.
Oh, that was a good book.
Fuck yeah.
I can't remember it much. It was goo. It was like a green goo that fucking covered everything.
A Monster Blood 4, it was purple goo. And it had like all this other shit going on with it.
Yeah.
It was fucking gangster. Shout out to my Goosebumper homies out there. Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Could you hear much of that happening?
Oh, yeah, all of it.
The whole thing?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I wanna take it
to the Kokomo. I'm just curious where the playlist will go from here as well, from Kokomo to where, maybe.
I hope it... Oh, I have to put my thing. I hope it stays within the same genre, because I love this genre. This genre is super niche. We get like some Beach Boys, maybe a little bit of the Monkees.
Oh, Monkees
like
are good.
Iggy Pop, yeah. Some other kind of shit. It'll be fucking...
Sort of like 60s pop.
Yes, 60s to like early 70s, maybe into late 70s, early 80s, depending on the genre. But it should be fucking good. I hope we get some Blondie. I want to hear some Rapture.
Would you be against the Bee Gees?
I love the Bee Gees.
Wait, what about Abba Dabba?
Oh, I love them.
Okay, let's hope that comes up.
Yes, sir.
We have no control.
We have no control. We're like water.
Mud.
We're like mud. We're like honey. Yeah, we're more like honey. We know where we want to go, but it's hard.
That's much sweeter.
Yeah, but...
You're honey.
What are you?
Oh,
you're
like,
on Nutella. Oh, I was going to say something dirty, but I'm not going to say it.
Come. Bro, I haven't been come in like 40 years. I've come further than that, right?
They went to Queen. That's crazy. And ooh, respectable.
Very, still chill vibe.
Under Pressure too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Banger of a song. Underrated, by the way.
No, I haven't been Seaman for a long time.
You haven't been seeing men for a long time.
Seaman.
Anyway, let's get back to the episode. We're just going to cut all this out anyway. We should make like a half, like all this stuff that doesn't make sense to the episode, we cut out.
Yeah.
And we put in, like, you can edit it or just leave it raw, and we call it the in-betweeners.
Oh, you know what? That's
a good idea,
right?
It's
actually not a bad idea, because that way I could... It's completely irrelevant. Yeah. Let's just say I want to go on a tangent for a second.
Yeah, I'll take a tangent.
Whenever you say I want to go on a tangent for a second, I'll take that cut and fucking move it up.
Yeah.
Move it out, and then we'll just go back to the episode, and the tangents go to the fucking tangents episodes.
Yeah. Can we call it in-betweeners? Or we call it like a fly on a wall, or in-betweeners sounds good.
In-betweeners?
Yeah.
I think there's a TV show.
Yeah, I know, but like hopefully we don't get... Surely you can't.
I'll come up with some kind of name for it.
Yeah, let me think about it.
For now, I'll just keep it in.
Yeah.
Or will I?
Will I?
Nah. We'll say, I'll take him out from now.
We can call them like maybe nots. Nah, that sounds shit. Because like every time we tangent, it's really fucking funny, but it's not relevant to the whole podcast.
No, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, this could be an in-betweener.
What about irrelevant?
Fuck, in-betweener is so good.
Irrelevant tangents. Because this is scraps.
We call it severance. Oh, that's another TV show.
What about The Substance? Just
no, that's a movie.
Hell.
Let's call it, we can't call it Hannah Montana either. Let's call it Mind Virus.
It's just scraps. It's like
scraps. Cool. Scraps.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, scraps.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
If it's big enough, we'll keep scraps to like 10 to 15 minutes.
No, well, whatever the scraps are.
Even less.
They have no context. They're just tangents.
Yeah, but they're all short. So it's just, if you want to jump in the car, listen to the scraps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get 10 minutes of whatever that was, which is probably just this now.
I think scraps is perfect.
This is the scraps.
This is
the beginning of the scraps.
This is the first scrap.
Oh.
This is the first official scraps.
Welcome to scraps.
Welcome to scraps.
Yeah. We could use that as the opener.
This is the first scraps.
Scraps.
This is the first scraps.
Beautiful. I can imagine some jazzy music in the background.
Oh, I can imagine like...
Scraps are here, baby.
Oh, my name is Scraps. I'm going downtown with the red rod draps. I didn't make words right then, but that's okay because I'm just a white man. Cut that out. This is the scraps. We're going downtown because the puppy don't pap. My name's Crowy. Hey, get hoey. No, never mind. I'm getting toey. I'm going to stop right now. Scrap. tangent.
It's going to be weird if the beat doesn't match whatever I put that to.
But, you know, just like... It, during the week, just I'll input like just a sample of me beatboxing in your earphone.
I think I can change the speed just enough anyway.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Scraps. Note that.
Scraps it is. All right.
Back to the episode.
That'll come around in time.
Yeah.
I just go on a tangent here.
Yeah. Scrap it.
Yeah. That'll come around in time. This fucking all the bad shit that happened in Vietnam. That'll be like 20 years in it'll take its time to get out, but all the files, everything's there. There's even video and things like that. It'll get out, I reckon.
Well, this is real, what I'm about to explain to you.
Yeah.
My opa, so my family are Dutch and from New Zealand. My opa's dad was in the Dutch SAS during World War II. And opa was like 20, so he was also in World War II. So opa's very old. No, he's not 20. He's really old. He's really fucking old, but he looks really young. Okay. I'm not getting into that. Anyway, opa had come to me and said, Tyler, my dad's records don't get released until 2025. So he wants me to go over to the Netherlands to go get them.
Yes, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm saying like, so you can imagine the Vietnam War, which was like 30 years later, you could probably put into a good perspective, it wouldn't be released until 2055. You know what I mean? Like by comparison.
Yeah, there is year time classifications as far as I'm aware as well.
Yeah. I'm just saying like, it's really weird.
Nah. Yeah, it's fine.
Like, I think that's so dirty. I think all information should be free. Like,
there, it needs to be classified for certain reasons for a certain amount of time. I get it. But at a certain point when the relevancy is no longer there for it to be security clearance, for instance, the details on fucking fighter jets from the 50s, you know, 1950s.
I don't like this analogy because what you're saying is that things that happened in the past can't be persecuted now.
No, not that they can't be persecuted.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, like, from documents like that, from in the past, because, fuck me, I'm not... Okay, fuck it. So, in the 1950s, 1960s, the CIA, they faked vampires and chupacabras in, like, Puerto Rico through a banana government to overtake them. And this is real. This is real and classified, not classified, unclassified now.
Yeah.
Lately, in like the last 2 years.
Yep.
That they faked a vampire and chupacabra attack to take over a country, to take over their government.
I don't know where you think I stand on it, but I'm with you.
Okay. So this comes out like a few years ago.
Yeah, nothing.
Why nothing happened?
Yeah,
nothing. This is crimes against fucking humanity.
Yeah, that stuff needs to happen immediately. Like, there should be someone that is independent that looks over anything that gets done. You know what I mean?
It's just insane to me. Like, this comes out and everyone's just like, this is so fucked, but then nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's just like people, we are so flushed with fucking information that people cannot keep their mind on a single, like, thing, single subject for long enough to care about it. Because there's so much shit happening.
Yeah. You don't see, there's so much trash that goes on in the news that the real big articles are just disguised or not even there.
It aggravates me.
You know, when the people in Israel went missing?
Yes.
That was almost nowhere. You know, it made the news kind of for a day, and then there was nothing about those people, those innocent people who were kidnapped. It's just all about how bad Israel is from now on.
Yeah. What about when those people came to Israel during an EDM concert when the first conflict started, and they broke this poor young girl's legs and arms, and they just brutally raped her on camera?
Yeah.
And then shot her in the head.
There's no news about these kind of things.
No. Fuck it.
But, you know, someone has been raped in as a fucking Tinder date or something, and it's front page news.
Yeah.
Not saying that that isn't a victim and that it's not newsworthy, but I don't know how they choose the scale of news and why they scale all this other stuff back and some cases get rid of it.
I think anything on the mainstream media, which is like, you have a TV that has a channel that has a news station, fuck it off, because they're all dog shit.
So explain this to me. Sorry that this is such a big tangent here, but...
It's the scraps, mate.
Yeah. With the news, if what is stopping a news channel? Because here's what I would find really entertaining. Not entertaining, but informative, and I would do it. I'd watch it a lot. If there was a news channel that was literally like a YouTube channel and it had all the different channels of different topics that you can look at, and they've got full, independent, good coverage, honest coverage, uncensored.
Yep.
You know, all the source files are like legitimate, as though it would be admittable as evidence.
Yeah.
What would happen if there was a channel like that?
There is.
What is it called?
Channel 5 with Andrew Callahan.
Are you sure it's completely independent?
Yes.
Is it? Where is it?
On YouTube.
Oh, well, YouTube would censor everything.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't make money from it.
But he would still have to, you know, he can't be showing full dead bodies.
Yeah, that's why he has a Patreon that has like the full uncensored stuff.
Oh, okay, so I guess he's doing the videos for, hang on.
You're fine. I've got two independent journalists that I follow. I watch their videos and they're fucking damning.
Let me add him on YouTube now.
Yes, I got two for you.
I'm looking for new algorithm stuff, so that
you got
helps.
Two. I got
so the
two
first one is called what?
Channel 5.
Yeah.
It should just come out Channel 5, Andrew Callahan.
Channel 5 with Andrew Callahan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, subscribe.
Yes,
Channel
sir.
5 YouTube, 2.82 million subscribers.
Yes, sir.
All right. Cool. And you said you had two for me. What's the other one?
The other one is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Is this your fucking
YouTube? No.
Okay, Tyler, yeah.
O-L-I-V.
Oliviera?
Yes.
Okay, could have just said that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. No, I wanted to spell it for you because I didn't know how. Right.
Tyler Oliviera, 6.99 million subscribers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they don't do the sensationalism.
Nope.
They don't blow things out of proportion or out of perspective.
Sir.
They
no,
look
sir.
At everyone's perspective.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I don't want to know, like, A Current Affair, don't get me wrong, bloody entertaining show. I fucking love A Current Affair.
Dog shit.
You don't like it?
No.
It's a comedy show.
Oh, yeah. Yes, as like a form of entertainment.
Yes.
Hilarious. As actual news journalism.
Oh, no.
Dog shit.
No. I don't, you know, I don't watch that to...
Oh, God, no.
It's sort of like a cathartic experience for me.
Yeah. Okay. My bad, homie. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But yeah, I really want to see where, you know, say, for instance, A Current Affair, like someone has got a bill from the ambulance service for a trip that they had to go to the hospital because of the ambulance hit their car.
Yeah.
Let's just throw that as a hypothetical situation. And they're just angry. But there's another side to the story. You know, they actually hit the ambulance. It was a different ambulance that picked them up. And that's just the protocol they needed to call. There was a mix-up. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just that, yeah, it goes through a lot of protocol and took a lot of time, but they went to the media first. I'd like something that reports it both ways.
Yeah, someone unbiased.
Correct.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll watch them.
No, like, it's...
Yep. I'll invest.
Thank you.
I'll take my Ritalin. And invest time, like proper time.
Oh, man, I want to take Ritalin.
Like the time that I spent, I would like you to listen to last week's podcast in your own time.
Yeah, we listened to the first 35 minutes.
Yeah, I want you to listen to the rest of it.
Yeah.
Just there's some, I just put a little bit of extra work into the audio and I've...
Oh, mate, the laugh track behind, like the really silent laugh track that makes it sound like there's actually
quiet,
people there fucking kills me. It's so funny. Because the jokes are like actually funny, but that little in the background fucking kills me.
We're on stage right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're live at...
We're live in the front of 45 people. Hey.
Well, hang on a sec.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I never tried this.
No, I need my Munich. Hey, roll a dart.
Yeah, no, okay, go for it.
Oh, fuck, my glasses up.
I think this is the one that I wanted. Yeah, there we go. We're in a little hall.
Am I in a hall? No.
No, do you want to be...
Can I be outside the hall?
Let's give you... You're in a small room. I'll give you the big room. There you go. You're in a large hall.
A large one?
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
You don't hear it? Oh, hang on. Let me turn it on. Go.
Hello.
There you go.
I'm in a room.
Yeah, hang on. Let me go in with you. Yeah, I'm here.
Are ya?
Yeah, I'm in the same room now.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You're rolling a dart.
I'm rolling the D.
Hey, I'm just going to go into a smaller room.
You're in a small room? Yeah.
Come in here.
Hey. Oh, hey. What's going on?
Hey. I just wanted to come into the smaller room.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to roll a...
Duh.
Yes.
This is definitely scrap.
Oh, this is scrap material.
We'll go on a tangent from this scrap, actually.
I think we have to come back. We haven't finished the first episode yet.
Yeah, no, this is the end of that tangent. We'll go back to... hang on a second. We'll go back to the...
Meow. I was sitting there starkers. Well, I had my jocks on. I don't know why I needed my pants off, though.
It's lucky you wore jocks that day.
Because she was only ultrasounding my shoulder. Wait. Hold up. Why did I have to take my pants off?
Yeah, normally it's only the dudes that ask me that.
What? But I'm being serious. I don't know why I was sitting in my jocks when I had to get my shoulder done.
They might have not been 100%.
She was a student.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she was like, she's 26?
You know what it is?
27.
In that case, yeah, it's just fucking pure protocol to say... to the patient, just into your undies, so there's no...
Yeah, but I wasn't the only person I saw in my underwear.
What do you mean? Other people in their undies as well.
Past other rooms, and like, you can... They don't shut the doors.
Yeah, no, because she's new, she would have just said, go in your undies, because that's what she was told is the process. But other people are like, nah, just down to your pants, it's fine.
Yeah, the first thing she said is like, take up your top and your pants. I was like, hey, what? And I literally said to her, like, are you gonna buy me a drink first? And she laughed. And then we sat there and we talked for ages. We talked the whole time. It was really like,
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
She literally Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I need your clothes, your shorts, and your shirt off.
Oh, not worth complaining about then if she
and
was
put
cute.
Put on this robe on your shoulder.
Yes, I can see the tendon here.
We talked about books.
Harry Potter books?
No, we talked about
Goosebumps books, baby.
No, we talked about
Goosebumps, baby.
Hell yeah. No, we talked about Anne Rice, Jane Austen, or whatever. Like the guy that did Sherlock Holmes. We talked about like H.P. Lovecraft. Talked about like some other stuff. It was quite good.
Real books.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was. And she had like a fucking dump truck. She's single. She has no hobbies because she's too busy doing like this course. She worked at a Bunnings beforehand. I work at a Bunnings now. Well, trade Bunnings, you know.
Did you get her details?
No.
How do you get in contact with her again?
I just have to rock up and ask her.
They always work behind the curtains there.
Yeah, but I can walk in and say, hey, is Letitia here? I could do it. I could. I am a very nervous person though.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't see you doing it.
If it's a bet, I'll fucking do it.
I'll think about whether I want to make a bet about it or not.
It doesn't, like, it doesn't have to be something massive. It could be like, okay, for me, if you bet $50, I'd probably do it. Because in my mind as a child, trying to prove myself, $50 is a lot of money.
Mm. I remember once my granddad gave me $50 as a present because he hadn't seen me for ages. And it was to go to the shops with him then and there and buy whatever the fuck I wanted.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it was great. It was weird. Like, as a kid, you just, it's not even, like, you do appreciate the money because it feels like so much at that age, especially back in, you know, early 90s, but it's just that they want to go to the shops with you and see you have fun. Now I know that.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, if I give my kid money to go do whatever the fuck he wants, I just want to watch him enjoy it, you know?
I think with me is, I'm going to stay with you. That is beautiful. I remember like my nana and granddad giving me money to go to the shops and being like, spend on whatever you want. I would just buy it on stuff like that, like some shoes that I wanted or something like, you know, some of like those really shitty like 2001 early Vans.
Yeah.
Or that really shitty, like, what do they have then? Like the Andrew Gaze fucking basketball shoes.
Yeah. I remember that I got this vintage, it's vintage now, but it's long gone, unfortunately, that it got pissed on by a cat. It was an Adidas duffel bag.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like a black sort of hard material with the old school Adidas sort of flower leaf, whatever that logo kind of is.
Do you know those shoes I was wearing today?
Oh, I don't recall.
The Nike, the white Nikes are always the only ones I wear.
Yep.
You know they're 1981 Air Force Ones?
That's pretty cool. Originals?
Yeah, they have the Velcro.
That's wow.
Yeah, I'll show
that's wow. That's very wow.
Yeah. My ex's dad found them in an op shop and gave them to me for free. He was just like, oh, they don't fit me. They're too big.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh.
Score one for the good guys.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy with that.
Yeah, they're sick, man. Yeah. I should probably clean them, but like, I'm not a shoe guy. Like, they're my everydayers. Like, I fucking love them. They're my favorite shoes. I should probably look after them. Hey.
Well, my J's are my everyday.
Mm.
Like
I love those.
They're so comfortable.
Are they the black and white ones with the red laces?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, that was autistic.
Yeah. Well, I want to get a few different sets of the same style. I don't think I like the really low cut J's, but the mid cut's nice. So I just want to get a few different colors.
I wouldn't
want a pair of all white ones. That would be sick. If you're listening, we'll get a post box set up. Send me some pure white J's, size 10 US.
Oh, okay. Sorry. To get back to my point.
Hang on. Just to clarify.
Okay, go.
The bet on...
Yeah, that's what I'm getting back to.
Yeah. Is this for the pod or nah?
This is for me.
Yeah, but is it... Do you want it cut or
no.
do you want a part of the scraps?
Keep it in.
Yep. Double checking.
Well, scraps is free range. It's uncensored.
All right, the bet.
If you're going to listen to scraps, you're going to get fucked up in the ears.
Yeah,
nothing's going to make sense.
True.
For me, like I'm even nervous thinking about it because I know I'll fucking do it. If it comes to something that's real, like I can't play poker for fun.
Yeah. You have to play for money.
Yes. Because it means something.
It's true. You want to be sweating on every hand.
Yes. And I want to sweat. I need to be pushed to my limits.
Could you play poker where everyone gets a box of matchsticks? Each matchstick represents 5 cents.
Yeah, I could.
Yep. And that would be enjoyment enough.
Would I get something at the end if I win?
Well, everyone pays for the box of matchsticks.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
winner takes all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So even you could even give them no value at all. It's just you're betting with matchsticks. Each matchstick is valuable.
At $5 and you win $25 if there's five people.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I play seriously.
And that's better than using chips even because it's so cheap and easy.
Yeah.
A deck of cards, a few box of matches.
$25 nowadays goes such a fucking long way.
Mm.
Like, fuck me. Like, it could get me a week's worth of food. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, you need like five people to play a poker game too. Mm-hmm. Like three, not
I would
really
say
good.
Three is too boring. Four mixes it up. Five is perfect.
Four, you can easily have one person just dominating. Five, you can have two people that are doing well quite often.
Because there's more variables.
Yeah.
But if it comes to like, if I like, fuck, I want to ask this chick out.
Yeah.
But if you bet me to it, I will do it because I don't want to lose $50.
Yeah. Have you ever done something like this?
Yes.
Okay. I've done it before as well. Shot down. And it was, I did the walk back in for the ask out after an appointment. Straight back in. I went straight back in. I'm like, you know what?
I'll probably wait till Monday because they're not open tomorrow. And I have Monday and Tuesday off.
I get that. That's fine. That's fine. But that was embarrassment for me. I got the shutdown after the walk back. I never did it ever again.
Really?
I've always been like more confident in approaching people since then. To know, as in I've been more confident to approach people because I know that they're interested in me first.
Yeah, like that's my problem. Like I can't understand if people are interested.
Yeah, I don't
have that fucking filter. Like I don't have that social interaction. Like I'm not going to eat. Like I just don't.
Yeah.
Like,
I think what I'm...
I just do me.
What I'm thinking is that I don't give... fuck, what was I trying to say? Like,
you just don't give a fuck. Don't give it a second thought or you just...
It's hard going out on a whim.
Yes.
If you have no idea if they're interested in you.
Exactly.
I'd rather lose the opportunity than put my balls on the chopping block too often nowadays. I'm married, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
And if something, God forbid, happened where I became unmarried, I don't think I'd be interested in trying to be with anyone again.
Hmm.
It's too scary out there, bro.
That's what your wife says. like, and that's how I feel sometimes. Like, I don't know if, like, I feel like it would take me to a bet to make me do something. Because I don't think I could do it by myself because I don't think I have that confidence anymore. But I know that like I fucking work out. I work, my job is physical labor.
Mm.
I keep care of myself. Like, fuck me.
It takes a long time to build that relationship with someone, I think.
Like, and I don't know how to talk to people. Like, I don't want to go on like phone dating apps because it's so vain.
And you start a whole new life when you date someone as well.
Mm.
Like everything about you can change a lot.
I don't want that. I want to be me.
Mm.
I'm sick of being someone else.
Who else are you being?
Oh, like in my past relationships.
Well, I'm being Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. Just, you know, you want someone that's happy to just sit outside, watch whatever with you, or even just do their own thing.
Yes.
And chill with you during the times that they want to chill.
Yeah, like I don't want to get into like I'm just trying to say that it would take an actual consequence for me to go and actually ask someone out.
Yeah.
If they'd like...
Because otherwise it's like where? Meh.
It's like I couldn't muster up to do it because on my own conscience, I don't think I am good enough for that. But if it's something with a consequence, like money, where I grew up very poor.
Yeah.
And I moved out very young when I was very poor. So money for me always has a consequence. Like, it's always like, I'd do that and get rejected and make $50.
Yeah.
Because that money at the end of the day can fucking pay for groceries for a week for me. Even though I'm not in a position where I have no money, but that's like, that's how sorry people brain works.
Yeah. That's just how you're valuing the money. Yeah. All you've done is taking the extra step to ask a girl for a date, and you've got, you know, some food.
Yeah, like
small, it's larger reward than effort given.
Yeah, and if I get rejected, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It's a win in terms of energy coming back to you.
Yeah, like, I wish I had the confidence to not have that condition.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know what? We were saying a different time in a different scrap that there are people out there that think they're the best. They don't have that self-depreciation.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to be like that.
No.
Probably best to err on the side of caution on a lot of these things.
People would just see you for like the most smuggest, arrogant cunt.
Yeah.
And those people would flock to you to take advantage of you. And
you'd be an Instagram, influencer.
Yeah.
That would be you. If you had that courage, you'd be out there on Instagram flashing them abs instead of flashing your abs to me.
Mm.
Whatever.
I actually heard a great quote from someone who is not underrated, but...
Is this something I said?
No.
Okay.
I listened to a podcast, okay, take with a grain of salt, with Matthew McConaughey. And at some point in the podcast, he said his dad taught him one lesson when he was getting famous. So this is after like Dazed and Confused, Time to Kill, you know, Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation, all those other movies.
Yeah.
His dad said, this is a visual demonstration.
Oh, sorry. I have to look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go.
He said, this is to get the girls in. This is the glamour. This is what makes people look at you.
That's the peacocking.
Yeah, that's the peacocking.
Yeah.
That's what makes the girls scream.
He's flexing his arm to me.
I'm flexing my arm.
He's even pulling the flannel tight around the bicep. It looks nice.
Thank you. I do lift up.
Really,
it doesn't matter. Nice. None of that shit matters anymore.
Okay. But to get the girls.
This is to get the girls.
That's what you heard, yeah.
And then Matthew McConaughey says his dad does this, and he points to his triceps, like this muscle here. Says, this is what builds a house, puts a home on you, puts a roof over your family's head, makes the money, raises children. This is the strength of a dad.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like, it just makes more sense. People are so focused on this when they're like, when they think that's it. You know, people that think that like beauty is just it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like vanity, money, everything. That's just it. This is it.
Let me drop one further on you then.
Oh yeah,
scenario.
Go for it.
Then the quads are where the drive comes from.
Yes, sir.
They're the biggest muscle. Well, you've got they're the biggest muscle group, right?
Yeah.
Because you got your glute, which is the biggest singular. But anyway, the quads are, and no one wants big quads kind of in photos.
Yeah, mine quads are quite annoying.
They mutter shit to you?
Hey?
They mutter shit to you like, hey, yeah, Chloe, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey,
yeah,
listen,
we can smell your balls from here, bro.
Listen, man, you need to wear some new jocks. You keep doing squats at work, we're gonna fucking go right up your ball sack and give you a bulldog.
Oh, step one.
But I'm just saying, like, a lot of people are focused on this.
Yeah.
Flexing.
Yeah.
A lot, like, our generations, because we are a generation apart, we're focused on this. Building a home.
Mm.
Trying to, like, not matter, but, like, fucking...
Self-established.
Like, do something.
Yeah.
Like, be self-expressive, but not in, like, a fucking mentally illness way where you change your whatever you were to whatever else. Yeah, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. It's disgusting. Don't force that on kids, you fucks.
I got an interesting theory here. Another tangent.
Go. No, this is scraps.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long fucking podcast.
The word tangent's keyword for scrapping.
Yeah, okay.
You won't even hear that word.
Scrapgent.
Just going to put some more scraps out there.
Yes,
nah, man. Tangent. Just keyword.
It's a good keyword.
You know what the thing is?
What's the thing?
Hang on. People.
Fucking Bruce Springsteen's got your brother.
He does.
He does. The songs are
my mind's just fucking like,
a boy can play. Oh, this is Dire Straits. My bad.
Trying to think of the right words to explain what we aren't anymore. Like, we don't have an opportunity anymore. We were never, well, I was probably in the last of the generations of people who could really build a future for themselves and become something. Like, the time of the dream is kind of over.
Yeah, okay, you're on the cusp. Because, like, as of now, you own a house.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's, I don't mean in that sense.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, of course.
I mean like,
oh, my bad. Yeah,
multi-million business.
Oh, yeah, kind of course.
It's a lot rarer to sort of make it big. And they try to make it seem like it's this attainable dream because they publish all these success stories. They don't publish all the millions of failures because the markets that those people are in, it's so diluted. It's like making a podcast, bro. There's so many podcasts out there. No one's going to fucking listen to this.
No.
But it doesn't matter.
Doesn't fucking matter. It
doesn't matter to us because it's not. We're not trying to get rich and famous or any of that.
This is a chance for us to speak up. Out, like what we think.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
But there are people out there who legitimately quit their day jobs and they're working their normal day job and they're doing a YouTube channel.
Content creation.
Yep. They're doing it full time or they're an Instagram model, self-fucking-proclaimed model.
Yeah.
Right. And they're everywhere they go, they're taking photos. They're thinking, I should wear this. I need to buy this dress to, you know, they're investing that extra money back into more millionaires' pockets who will just fucking
pockets.
Yeah. Nasty little pockets.
Nasty little pockets.
Who just spend that on more marketing to suck more people in that want to do that anyway. Make it think that they're going to be the next big Instagram model and they, you know, newsflash, fucking they all look the same.
I'm going to throw out a very non-hot take, but I fucking hate what has happened to this world. It's fucked. It's fucked. There's so much beauty here and we just fuck it.
Yeah, man. I sort of think back to the 80s and 90s when I grew up.
Yeah.
Houses had a lot more space around them. Mind you, it was in Adelaide in the suburbs, so there was a lot more space.
Yeah.
But there's no reason that there shouldn't be more space.
Of course.
Like, there's no reason we have to live so close to cities. We have the technology now. We've got wireless. We've got Skype. You know, we don't need to be using motor vehicles every fucking day. It's wild. There's so many things that we can cut back on. There's so much corporate greed, bro. The only reason they don't want people to work from home, well, not the only reason, but one of the foundational reasons, I think, in my opinion, they just want them to have a reason to keep that building there and keep paying the rent that they're paying whoever is leasing them that because they've got, you know, 100-year leases on these massive fucking skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Through offices that they don't really need now that there's all this technology that people can have at home.
I'm going to grab a brush for a certain thing and I will be back and I'm going to talk to you about a very relevant topic and how what it means in the future. I'm going to break it down for you what it means because there's someone who has recently had many thoughts about politics and thinking about maybe doing something about it. I'm going to break something down to you. It's going to fuck you up.
I'll just pause it. Your mum's gay. All right, so you were going to explain about politics.
So right now in Australia, they've passed a bill for people under the age of 16 can't use social media.
Explain what you mean by passed a bill.
It's a law.
Where's it passed through? Lower, upper?
Both.
And state?
Yeah, or everywhere. Federal.
Federal?
Yes.
People under 16 cannot use social media?
Yep.
What if they're already using it?
Well, this is where this comes in.
Okay. Yeah, carry on.
So now
I'll leave all questions till later.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Because of this bill, so you say under 16s can't use social media, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's good. So they didn't get fucking brain rot. You know what that means? Every person in Australia needs to have digital ID to use social media. I refuse.
I mean, you've technically got it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to trace you.
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing on my Facebook is real.
Oh, yeah, but so you, I mean, you're not really using it anyway. So what do you care kind of thing?
Exactly.
So it's kind of a moot point.
Yeah, but if I needed to use Messenger.
Yeah, but that's not social media.
Well, that's as far as I get.
That's like WhatsApp.
Yeah, I like going on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I like seeing.
Hey, do you like Twitter so much that you'd give your digital ID to them?
No.
Apparently we can get digital IDs here now in Queensland.
Yeah, fuck that. No way.
I'm interested.
No way.
I fucking don't carry my license hardly ever anyway.
I don't even know. I think my license is in my car somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of irrelevant. Like, unless you need to get in somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, the cops can look you up. They can check if your license is valid. Like, why don't you have it on yet? I fucking thought it was.
I just give a pissed off look when I'm in, like, bottle-o's. like this. And no one asks for ID.
I gotta.
Because they're like, this guy's had enough.
No, no, they're looking at you and they're like, this guy's not 25 or under.
Oh, he's what do you
like
mean?
56 years old.
Oh, fuck off, gun.
You're going work on a Friday. You've worked Monday all the way through to Friday.
I was talking to a young bird today and we were talking intellectually and it was kind of cute.
Are you talking about the girl that gave you the skin?
Yes.
Okay.
I had all my clothes off and she lubed me up and down and it was only my shoulder she had to do a ultrasound on. but she lubed up half my body.
All right.
And she was filling me up.
All right.
It was kind of hot.
You're going to go and ask for this girl's hand in a date.
Hand in a... I don't know what that means.
You just ask her out on a date. Are you, you're going to invite her out to breakfast on a weekend.
Okay. I know that she doesn't have any hobbies. She likes reading. I like reading.
Go to Big Labs Cafe.
Big Lab?
Yeah, Big Labs Cafe. You know the one down at...
This has to be like a real life consequence.
Yeah. It will be. Yeah. You're going to take her the offers to go down to...
No. I'm just going to ask her out.
Yeah, but this is the ask out. This specific cafe.
I'm just
going
to ask her out if she wants to go out on the weekend.
Okay.
In between her uni study.
In between her uni study, hang out on the weekend, just for a free moment. All right.
Get a coffee.
Yep, that's fine. I'm happy with that then. Carton of Pepsi Max?
No.
Cans?
No, she's quite fit.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't think she... I don't know. Like, let's just stick with...
Hang on. Basics. That I'm asking that would you bet a carton of Pepsi Max cans?
No, it has to be money.
20 gold coins with the number one on them.
$30 and I'll do it.
25 gold coins?
Done.
Okay.
Gold coins?
With the one on them.
Yeah, $1 coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australian.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
$25?
Yeah, or equivalent.
No, 25 Australian dollars in gold coins, not silver or laminated money. Official Australian laminated money.
Okay. Deal.
Deal?
Yeah.
Shake on it?
Yeah, we'll shake on that.
Where? What? Okay. Oh. No, we have to... Oh. What is my deadline?
Next week.
So by next Friday?
Yeah.
This time next week. So by 10 p.m. next Friday.
Look, there's a few caveats to this. She might just be a once a week or once a fortnight in kind of thing.
Nope.
She works there all the time.
I talk to her for an hour straight. Oh, like, yeah. She fucking rubbed me up and down.
I'll give you a... Hang on. I get a slow fucking start to the week on Mondays. Tuesdays is pretty exciting.
I've got Monday, Tuesday off because my scans don't come back till Tuesday afternoon.
All right.
So I won't be able to see my doctor till Tuesday afternoon, which means I'll probably go back to work on Wednesday.
All right. So how about by the time I get home from physio on Tuesday, it's done.
Fuck. All right. I'll do it.
Very good, sir. Very good. We make a business deal. 25 gold coins.
So I've got by Tuesday, 5 p.m. roughly.
Yeah.
5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm immediately nervous.
Palms are sweaty.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
I ordered the new mic and stuff today. The new arm that I got, I actually spent money on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I value comfort. So,
all right,
with the new table.
Get back to the episode?
Yeah.
And the scrap.
How do you reckon you'd go if you never slept for 24 years?
Oh, have
you
ever, shit.
What's the longest you've gone without sleep for?
I did a experiment.
Actually, I want to go on a tangent.
Scrap?
Yep.
Yeah.
Answer the question.
I did an experiment for a girl who was in university. She was like 23. This would have been 20. When was I single? 2018.
Yep.
And I didn't sleep for almost 80 hours.
For people who aren't great at maths, how many days is that?
3 days, 8 hours.
Wow. 3 full days.
Yeah.
So how did you feel after that?
Fuck. The way we set it up, her name was Elise.
Yeah.
Tight ass. Oh my God.
I'm guessing anyway. It was a controlled environment.
Yeah. So I set alarms for certain times of the day to do certain things as a control.
Yep.
And I would every time I did those things, like take Rem for a walk. So at this point, it was just me and Rem living in Flinders View. So I would just comment. I would use the audio record on my iPhone 5 or whatever.
Yep.
Because I was poor. Oh, it was only a few years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Cheap. And I would just record that and then send that to her.
Yep.
And that's what I did. Yeah. And it was a massive difference because on day two, at nighttime, so it had been like 52 hours, when I would walk Rem at night, I would hallucinate cats on the road.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gauging how you felt during that time.
Horrible.
How do you think you would live if, say, towards the end of day two, if that was... when you're awake, but that you don't fall asleep, like it's just impossible to fall asleep, but that's how you feel.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, do you reckon you'd be wanting to kill yourself pretty soon kind of thing?
Well, the thing that...
Could you go 24 years for feeling like that?
Well, the thing is, with the soldiers, they had serotonin pills.
Yep.
Whereas when I didn't have that.
Yep.
But I only did it for like 72 hours plus 8. Yeah, 80, about 81 hours.
But they looked well past, 2 days of sleep gone.
Oh, yeah.
So
it must be like, oh, fuck, I don't... Like, you would just be, like, wired all the time. You'd be, like, paranoid.
Yeah.
You'd have to be, because your mind is constantly on.
You'd start seeing things that you'd seen before, but you can't remember if you'd seen them or not now or in the past.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Fuck.
you'd make up stuff.
Like past the 3 day mark, I was like hallucinating and I had to like fucking bring myself back down. And like, I was playing God of War just to like stay awake. No, 2017. No, yeah, 2018. I was playing God of War on PS4.
You know what? I don't think I've done it for any longer than 36 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
It gets crazy when you get past 40.
Like, and it's only because of work that I've done that.
Mm.
Like maybe, you know what? I could have done 48 hours or more by doing plane travel because I can't sleep on airplanes ever. So yeah, it would have been a long time that, but it's hard to keep track of that time because it's international travel.
Well, yeah, I took 2 weeks off for my 24th birthday. No, 2018. No, yeah, 25th birthday.
Oh.
And it just so happened to coincide with this chick that I was seeing. It was just like, oh, I'm doing a study on like this. And I was just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll do it. I got 2 weeks off.
Yeah, that's cool.
And all I did was play video games and walk REM. And I had scheduled times to eat, to like walk REM, to make sure like that was the control for the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
every couple of
good
hours. Yeah, it was crazy.
I just thought of something. You know how I told Sam to like guide him into the bedroom after she feeds him?
Yeah, REM.
Yeah, so I can get my REM sleep.
Yeah. He's there to, he guides you.
Yeah. He's the one, if he's not there, I don't get any REM.
No REM sleep.
That's where the dreams come from, baby.
Yeah, he's the dream master.
All right, back to the episode. All right, so Glenno floated the idea.
Glenno?
This is my tangent.
Oh, shit.
Glenno floated the idea. Yeah.
Good night. All right. Scraps. Oh, I need a fucking drink.
Have a drink.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I can have a drink too. Actually, you're just going to chat. Hey, I can roll a dory.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I ordered pizza and it's already here.
Oh, shit.
Nah, it's all right. It's at the front.
So Glenno was floating the idea to me that we should do a podcast on a show reaction of Maths.
Of what?
Maths.
What's Maths?
Married at First Sight.
What's that?
It's a TV show on one of the channels, like a free-to-air channel.
Yeah.
Maybe like 10 now or something. I could be wrong. But one like that. And three experts, I think some of them are psychologists.
What?
Relationship experts.
Oh, God.
Match together people and they commit like a vow to each other to go into it's a scientific experiment, right? So they match them on what they would actually need in the real world to complement who they are and help them grow as a person. And they also coach them and have counseling sessions about how they can learn and grow from prior mistakes to not make the same mistakes with the right people.
Yeah.
That would, in theory, be good for them. But they both need to get over their own problems to be able to get together properly.
Okay.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But it's turned into this fucking, like, bitch fest kind of shit.
Oh, that's pretty rough.
I don't know how to explain. It's just, it's drama, bro. It's so much drama. There's girls in one season throwing wine over other girls and storm outs. There's some couples that do not get on at all. There's cheatings, conspiracies of cheatings as well.
It doesn't sound like my kind of show.
That's what I was thinking. And I told Glenno that and I said it'd be a hard sell to Crowey. Plus, I don't think I'd want to commit to watching all the episodes frequent enough.
I don't watch TV. And if I do watch TV, I don't want to see cunts on my TV.
Or adverts if you can avoid it as well.
I don't want to see dead brain, fucking low IQ influencer, fucking muscled up steroid cunts.
Nah, you got to look at it cathartically sometimes.
I don't give a fuck.
Sometimes it is.
Well,
nice.
It's a waste of my life.
Oh, yeah, but I do a lot of things that are a waste of time.
Yeah, me too.
I just enjoy the time that I'm wasting, if that makes sense. Like, know that it's not productive or anything. It's just pure dopamine hitting my brain.
For the sake of science, I wouldn't mind seeing how retards operate.
Exactly. It's exactly the same thing. It's like going to the zoo.
God.
The other question was, would Sammy join us for a Maths podcast if we did it? But
Sammy loves drama.
Yeah.
Drama?
Drama.
She loves drama.
Sammy loves the drama.
Drama mammal.
She's from Tennessee.
She's a sugar mammal.
Sammy could just, because I want to try out a 3-person pod at some point. Maybe when we get the new table, we'll try it out.
You mean a tripod?
The tripod. That's what they called me in high school.
Hey?
They call me the tripod.
Oh, yeah, because you're as long as your legs.
Nah, I always walked with one hand on the ground. It's just a more comfortable way to get around, you know?
All right, mate. All right. We know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You got
a
big chin. Oh, skibberous. My bad.
Skibberous?
Yeah. The chin.
Yeah, good chin on that bloke.
Strong chin.
Oh.
Chin, it could cut diamonds,
chin,
mate.
Chinnery, chin, chinnery, chin, chin.
The crimson chin. If you know, you know.
There was a footballer called the Velvet Sledgehammer in AFL.
Do you have a big chin?
I don't really think so, no.
Ah.
He was a big dude, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit people pretty hard. And I think it was because he was a good looking dude that because he hit so hard, it didn't look like he would though.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mike Tyson. He's a smaller bloke than a lot of the others, but he hit like a heavy dude.
Yeah, he was like back in the prime anyway.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That was the end of my tangent. I didn't really have anything else.
Yeah, I'm a bit. I got things I want to chat about, but not right now. No, it was a good sesh.
Anything else you want to get down on our fucking digital diary before we close the book?
No, I got nothing. Episodes were good.
I just want to say hello. I am Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, master has given Dobby podcast. Dobby is free. Your mum's gay.